How are you guys?
Mate, we are pretty excited. This weekend's going to be a huge weekend at Harrop Park, and you know there's a big event happening when Thirsty Merc comes to town for this. Why has it been so long since we've seen you back in our region?
Well, I have no excuse.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. We should have been there earlier than this, but I guess the good news is we will be there. So, yeah, we're going to put on a great show for everyone.
Now, you and Adrian from Harrop Park Country Club are mates, and that's one of the reasons why you're coming up here, but it's also to celebrate 150 years for Mackay Cricket.
Certainly is.
How long have you been friends with Adrian for? Because that surprised me. I didn't know that fun fact about yourself, because he's a quirky character. Adrian,
we've had are we talking about Adrian Wells here?
Yeah, what's just wrong with that?
Because I'm trying to work. This is one of those things that all comes undone.
I think we got the same agent. Let's just run with, you know, when somebody says old mate up the street and everybody refers to you. Yeah, old mate.
Well, yeah, no, because the thing is that if it's an Adrian, I mean, look, he's not in Mackay, but I've got a friend, Adrian, who's, you know, one of the lead violinists for the ballet orchestra. Yeah. And then I've got another mate who's a pilot. Who's up probably closer to where you guys are, and he flies all around the place, does a bit of crop dusting, whatever that means.
That's not.
He also flies planes. Anyway.
Oh my God.
So, depending on which Adrian we're talking, I've also got Adrian Donaday that we used to call Adrian Xanadu. He lives down in, well, actually, I introduced you to, introduced him. To his now probably wife, I'm not sure. Well, that was in Perth. He actually let her get on the mixing board and do the sound for us while we were playing. Sound went totally out the window, but they ended up having a really nice vibe after that and hung out all night. And now they're still together.
Why'd you call him Xanadu for?
I think his last name was Donaday and Xanadu Donaday. I mean, you know, after a few, I don't know, beers, you start to slur your words, and Xanadu and Donaday just become the same word.
Oh, I just thought he put on a dress and started roller skating.
It's just a normal Saturday night. But my question is, if you introduce them, does that give you naming rights to their first child?
Well, nah, it's all good. He can call their offspring whatever they want, I guess. But yeah. I got to catch up with that particular Adrian.
Well, I'm glad we've inspired that reunion.
This is terrible.
We'll
I'm going to get up there. I'm going to realise it's like my brother who I haven't seen before. Oh, Adrian, sorry, mate.
Oh, jeez, my God.
I thought you were living in Tassie.
Yeah, you've been calling him Steve all these years. Oh,
I know.
This is the best interview ever. Look, there's not only going to be great performances, it appears that Ray's also going to do a stand-up comedy routine this weekend at Harrop Park. Mate, look, we can't wait to have you on stage here this weekend to celebrate 150 years of cricket. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to the gig.
That is Shandao Tan.
Who's he?
He's a famous photographer, has a lot of followers on social media.
Right.
You probably would be more familiar with some of his work than him himself.
Right. What sort of work?
He does landscapes, portraits, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So he looks very, very young.
Yeah.
Or is he very, very young? You have to guess how old Shandao Tan, I think that's how we pronounce
it. Okay, well, I'm seeing a couple of grey hairs there.
But that doesn't matter, because I had grey hair at 21.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had grey hair.
How about if I just, because I reckon he might be around about 32.
32?
Yeah. Am I close?
Is that your final answer?
That's the final answer, yeah. Don't tell me he's 21.
He's 55.
Get out! Seriously!
Yeah. How bad does that make me feel?
51!
55, Dave.
55!
He's 55 years old.
Jeez!
All right, here we go. Next person.
Oh, she's 21. Oh,
Wang Od Ogay. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Now, she's a famous Philippines tattoo artist.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I would rate her at around about... it looks like she's had a hard life. So let's just say around about 86.
Are you saying 86?
86, yeah. Don't say she's 21.
No? She's 101.
Jeez. She's aged gracefully as well.
It's all the tattooing she does. She does it the old-fashioned way where they bang
the
needle into your skin.
No wonder she's 100 years of age or whatever.
The next
takes forever.
The next famous face you will recognise, he is an actor, Tyson Beckford. You know Tyson Beckford.
Yeah, I've seen him in one or two things, yeah.
Yep.
I reckon he might be around about 43.
It's probably the closest you've been so far. He's 47.
Ooh, okay. That's not that bad.
He's older than you, but he looks younger than you.
Oh, yeah. Sucks to be me sometimes, doesn't it?
Paul Rudd, the final actor.
Oh, okay.
Very famous, worked with Jennifer Aniston on movies, been in a lot of comedies,
yeah,
a lot of movies.
He was in the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, he was, actually.
Which is a great show. I would pick him at around about 45.
40, yeah, well, close, but no, he's 49.
So I'm about 4 years off.
He's 4 years older than you.
Why do you do this to me? Seriously. All these people... a lot older than me, or older than me, and they look a lot better.
How good does that Shando guy look? 10.
Shut up.
I'm serious. He's in look his at that. 50s. I'm like, there's no way. He's 55.
He looks, looks like he's in his 20s.
He's 30s. Not even that. Yeah, 20s.
Wow.
You suck at this game, right?
Well,
but the Queen's turning 100 this year, so waiting for a letter from herself. I think that's what the words you said yesterday. Yes. Check out the video now, Dave, playing the age sucks game on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sunday's Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Oh, she's
at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. This is me. Thank you. Top today, 29, 30 degrees, possible showers, thunderstorms overnight tonight.
Scrooge the musical is coming to Mackay just in time for Christmas too. And the guy that's playing Scrooge, John Haddock, is on the phone right now. G'day.
G'day. How are you?
Very well. So Scrooge, you're the main man, the Scrooge. How do you feel about being called Scrooge?
Well, it's really funny. It's strange. A lot of people, particularly of the millennial generation, don't know who Scrooge is anyway. So it's not going to rub off on me, I don't think. But one of the and for people who don't know what Scrooge or who Scrooge is, you know, it's from a play from Charles Dickens, 19th century. He's a grumpy old miser that lives in Cheapside in London, and he terrorizes the local population by putting them all in debt and then making them pay lots of money.
Yeah.
But then he's visited by the ghosts of Christmas that sort of convince him to change his horrible ways, and he becomes a lovely, happy man. So how do I feel about that? When I first saw the show was coming up, I thought, this will be fun, because he gets to sing a song called I Hate People, and if there's one thing I don't hate, it's people. So it was a sort of ironic joke that I'd be singing that.
Yeah.
So, it's a good chance to try and, milk the character for all it's worth, because he's both, he's a mixture of a comic character, but also a bit spooky and horrible. So, it's a nice dramatic.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like someone's being the Scrooge there. Oh, no, he's back again.
There you go. Phone service. The actual Scrooge probably heard him say that, and he's like, let's cut him off there, but their phone line is back.
Can you give us a rendition of that song that we were just talking about? Because it sounds like an awesome song. No, he's gone!
He's gone! Scrooge wants to play it up with him again. Look, what we'll do is we'll try and get John back on the show tomorrow to find out more about Scrooge. We can tell you now, it is a collaboration between Mackay Musical Comedy Players, the theatre group that you and I did a show with this year, and Mackay Choral Society.
That's good.
There's a cast of, there's a lot of people in this cast.
Really?
A lot of young children.
Nice.
A lot of adults as well, and the collaboration is just amazing, actually. So,
is it going to look like the choir in the pit there singing all the songs? So that's going to be huge.
They're all going to be on stage as well. Now the dates are 29th of November, the 30th of November, Saturday the 1st of December for a matinee show, another show on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 2nd of December at 2 p.m. at the Con, the Mackay, the Conservatorium of Music.
Right. Okay. Make sure you get your tickets. I'm sure you can get them from both societies there too.
And try booking. But we'll put all the details on our website, triplem.com today. Yeah.
And the 2018 version of Scrooge is now the telecommunications companies.
The actual Scrooge probably heard John talking about the character. He's like, nah, get him off there. The Ghost of Christmas. Supported by us here on Triple M, Jay and Dave from Britain. Kennedy Malone. Oh no, it's a Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, a man eater. Today's top 30 degrees. Welcome to Wednesday morning. A big hello to the kids at St. Anne's School, Dave and Serena. We went there yesterday for a chat about all things radio yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez, they were full of questions, weren't they? We're only meant to be there for half an hour. I think we were there for almost an hour and a half.
It's almost like being a politician at a a press conference, like all of his questions being fired at his left, right and centre.
Yeah, and we found a couple of the nephews of Wendell Saylor. They were in the same class. Yeah. They play footy.
That little fella.
Oh, he's going to be a comedian.
He will be a comedian / commentator of sport.
Yes. Absolutely.
His words were, do you have any spaces available for a new commentator on Triple M? Gave us an example. Cute kids. They're doing a subject on radio and jingles and all that sort of stuff at the moment.
Yeah, so they're coming in to do that on the 30th with you, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not going to learn much from me, I can just tell you. Thanks for letting us visit the school yesterday. Still trying to hear back from one of the relief teachers too, by the way, who said she was going to change the radio station to Triple M. But anyway.
Okay.
Shame day for breakfast. 14 away from 8 here at Triple M. Morning. Next in our pressure test, I've got a special guest on the phone.
Why have you got a big smile on your face?
Oh, my God. Monique.
Hello.
Yeah. it's Monique. You have no idea. I saw the number come up. I bet you any money that's Monique, the relief teacher from St. Anne's yesterday that we were talking at the school.
Of course.
And we said... She's changed radio station. We won't mention the other radio station, but she's changed radio stations to listen to us this morning. Have you made the right decision now?
Yes.
Monique, you do realise I've lost $5 out of this. I didn't think you were going to call.
All right, how long have you been listening?
Pardon?
How long have you been listening for this morning?
I've only just got in the car, but I turned the radio over yesterday afternoon when I got in the car to go home.
Do you like what you hear?
Yes.
Okay, good. We don't have to hit the dump button on you. you said the right answer there.
So can you confirm that you'll be listening to us forever on in, from here on in?
I can't confirm forever because it depends on what I want to listen to, but I will listen to the
breakfast
show.
Come on, Monique. Let's just say that again and give us the correct answer.
Absolutely, yes. Oh.
Well, Monique, we're glad you're part of the family now, and we're waiting for your call this morning. I'm glad you finally called through. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Have a good day at St. Anne's. See you later. Bye. There you go. That's Monique, right. Relief teacher from St. Anne's yesterday. Yeah. We met with her at our school chat with the kids.
And she was listening to a different radio station now. Not so much. And, I didn't think she was going to call, honestly. That's why I put $5 on it.
Best day ever. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. News coming up in just a moment here at Triple M.
Across Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M's on the quest for Mackay and the Whitsundays' best. This is the best.
Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.
Yeah, 25 to 8. We've been looking at the votes, Dave, on our website, triplem.com.au, for the best burger. Part of Mackay with Sunday's best.
Yeah, and there was four in the running for this one. There was the Kookaburra store, both in Slade Point as well as in Mirani. There was Little Vegas in Airlie Beach, and the Shamrock Hotel got a decent one for their Angus burger as well.
The one that come out on top with the most amount of votes, as voted by you, the best burger in Mackay with Sunday's is...
the Kookaburra store, Slade Point!
Love a good burger.
Yeah, doesn't everyone.
I'll go out there today and have one for lunch, I think. Yeah. Just to celebrate, yeah. You know?
Well, you know, you got to do your part, don't you?
Yeah.
Kookaburra store. Like, I can't say I've had a burger there yet.
No.
There you go.
Have one ready for me, please. I'll have all the trimmings except the beetroot. Thank you.
What?
All the trimmings but the beetroot.
No, you've got to have beetroot.
No.
It's un-Australian not to have beetroot.
I know plenty of people who don't like beetroot on their burgers.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
It's part and parcel of the burger.
Beetroot wrecks it.
It does not.
My mum used to make burgers for us a lot as kids, when we were barbecues. Beetroot, no beetroot. It makes the bread go soggy. Ugh, no.
Well, you just scoff it in your gob quicker instead of just sitting on it for hours on end.
Nope.
Oh, come on, no. 13-27-10. No. Explain to Jay, you've got to have beetroot on a burger.
Bet you any money you get more people who say no to beetroot on burgers than you do for people in for the argument.
Oh, no, I don't believe that for a second. It's un-Australian. No, you've got to have beetroot on a burger.
That's my order when I go to the fish and chip shop. Works burger without the beetroot, thanks. Done.
All right, 13-27-10. You've got to have beetroot on a burger, don't you?
No.
Why not?
Because it's disgusting. We'll take calls up in just a moment. Jack and Dave for breakfast. George Ezra now, 24 to 8 on Triple M. It's amusing, it makes you feel good. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sundays around Early Beach as well. And online now, triplem.com.au. We're going to play the pressure test in 20 minutes. $1,000 cash or yours.
We just mentioned that the winner of Mackay and the Whit Sundays Best Burger is the Kookaburra Store in Slade Point. Well done, guys. Excellent work. And Jay said, I'll have one with the works without the beetroot. I'm surprised.
There's just some people who don't like the beetroot on... It does make it a little soggy. I'm not saying in particular theirs, but I'm just saying in general, beetroot on burgers sometimes can make it a little soggy.
Yeah, we call those people English, not Australian. It's un-Australian not to have the beetroot on the burger.
All right, let's take some calls then.
All right, Doug and Rosella, beetroot or not on the burger?
Mate, I could tell you that it's all right to not have beetroot on the burger, but I'd be lying because it's un-Australian.
It's not on Australian. Yep. I just don't think it's too sweet for a burger.
Nah, you gotta have beetroot on it. You gotta
have sweet and savoury, don't you, Doug?
Exactly. You gotta have beetroot. You gotta have pineapple. You gotta have egg. You gotta have the work.
Yeah, pineapple and egg. I get that.
Oh, well, I don't know about the pineapple.
Oh, here we go. It's a different argument altogether.
Yeah, no.
Dallas. Hey, Dallas.
Good morning, my darling.
Now, beetroot on a burger.
Yes. Now there is a secret to it.
Yeah.
Get two sheets of paper towel, fold them together, put the beetroot down on there, fold the top of the paper towel over the top, give it a little tap, then put down your burger.
That's way too much effort.
No juices. No juices.
Yeah, but that's half the fun, you know, ruining a white shirt.
Well, this is the other way you can eat a burger, is you pick it up, you put it in your hand, you throw it in the bin. That's the other way.
Kimmy Grass Street.
How are you, Kim?
Hi, good thing.
Beetroot on a burger.
Absolutely.
Three in a row, thank you.
Okay.
If I'm going to a barbecue, I got so sick of people not having beetroot, I'd put a can in my bag in case they didn't.
In case of emergency, break can. Oh, Kim, you're certainly an interesting bunch, I can tell you that. Thanks for the call this morning, hey?
There you go.
Each to their own.
You don't like... Just once, have it with beetroot again.
I feel like this is pick on Jay Day. So.
It's not. It's just that you're wrong.
Everything I say this morning is wrong. Hall & Oates now, Man Eater, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Some showers possibly this afternoon. Brian Ferry at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Live this morning, thanks to North Jacqueline. Get a low finance rate across popular models right now. Playing the impossible question, pardon me, back after 7 o'clock today.
We were just having a good old joke during the news. We were talking about, you know, the loaves of bread, okay? We've got a couple of loaves here for toast and what have you, sandwiches.
That was my small little rant in the weather this morning.
Yeah. the fact that, here's the thing. I can't do the end pieces, the crust.
The crust is a... Okay, back to the conversation we were having off the air before we got rudely interrupted by the end of the news and had to do the weather. The crust bit of the bread is the best bit of the bread.
See, I can't even. I can't do it. Even,
why not?
Well, it's just... No, yuck. It's absolutely disgusting. I can do the crust on the outside of the bread, like the pieces, the slices on the inside of the loaf. You know, when you put your toast in and everything else, and even in your sandwiches. But on the outsides, it's just too much.
It's good. You know why? Because when you put your butter or your Vegemite or whatever it is, because it's so crusty and hard, the crust bit, it actually keeps it all in. It doesn't get soggy like a normal piece of in between bread, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, but the problem is you got to scoff your food nice and quick when it's in a sandwich, so it's nice and fresh. You don't want to leave it around for a little while, you're saying.
It's like that when you. Oh,
but
man.
Here's the thing:
when you were born, they're like, "We're going to hold on to this guy. We're going to hold his destiny is going to pee off this young fellow. We're going to have born in 1980, and we're going to match him together, put him on a breakfast show down in the track in Mackay somewhere."
But the thing is, you actually said, you know, how could you not eat that sort of stuff? You're the penny pincher, and I say, well, hang on a second. It's like one or two slices of the bread itself, the two end crust.
Yeah.
Maybe the one on the inside of that as well, because sometimes that's a bit funny as well. But no, I got to chuck it out. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Wow.
It's just, it's too much crust.
I've just been handed a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So, apparently, 39% of people throw out the crust bit on their bread.
I thought, really?
39% of people, that's ridiculous.
I thought there'd be a lot more. I thought it'd be closer to 79%.
Well, according to this piece of paper the producer just handed, 39% of people throw out the crust on their bread.
Yeah.
Deeming it too hard to chew. Well, that means you have to get your teeth fixed then. You can't chew a piece of crust.
Well, as you get older, you know, you got to look after your teeth a bit more. The ones that you actually buy.
13, 27, 10. Let's do it. Like it says 39% on this poll.
Yeah.
Let's put a quick snap poll out to our listeners.
Okay.
We'll see who likes the crust bit at the end.
Yeah.
And who doesn't.
And please don't judge people, okay?
No, it's fine.
If they don't eat the crusty sides...
Who's going to judge you for not eating the crusty sides?
Well, you're judging me for it.
No, I'm just surprised that you don't like that. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's too much.
That's the best part of the bread.
No, it's not.
It really is.
The last bite is the best bit about the bread. Because then it's done and dusted.
Oh, man. All right, let's take some calls. 13, 27, 10. Crusty bits on the end of the bread. Do you eat them or do you just discard them like Dave does? Mm. Or we'll put a poll on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays, you'll find us online. 20 to 7 at Triple M. Dean Lewis, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Right across Mackay with Sundays online now, triplem.com.au at 17 to 7.
Okay, you say you're surprised that I don't eat the crust on the sides of the bread.
It's the best part of it. You are throwing out the best part of the bread.
Nah, I'm taking out the worst part of it, to be honest with you. It's just too hard. And, you know, it just doesn't taste right. It's too much crust.
This is coming from somebody who eats leftover rice and chicken tandoori in your fridge for like 3 days.
Yeah.
3 weeks, more like it.
I know. I don't like wasting food, but I can't do the crust. Just can't do it.
13, 27, 10. Do you ditch the crust on the bread or do you keep it? Because that is the best part of it, especially when it's still hot from the bakery or if you make it at home by yourself.
Right.
And you put butter on it. Oh, my God. It's the best thing in the world.
No. I can't even contemplate it whatsoever. So are you like me or are you like Jay here?
Oh, I'm definitely like Jay.
How good is it when it's really nice and hot and then you put butter on it? It's the crustiest bit of the bread.
I reckon my bread is basically just holding up the butter. I've got more butter on it than the bread.
You're my kind of person, Sue. I love it. I told you, people love the crust. You can't ditch the crust. Thank you, Sue, for the call. Ruben's in Mackay as well this morning. Hey, Ruben, how are you, mate?
I'm well, mate. How's
it? Yeah, good. The whole crust debacle.
Oh, you got to have the crust.
No, you don't have to have it at all. It's there.
It's not even just the crust either. I wait to get my bread at the end of the day, so I've been sitting out all day. So it's rock hard all the way around.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh, no. It's nice to have a crunchy bite on and the soggy old bite you buy from supermarket bread.
I'm with you, 100%. Just too soft. 100%.
Just too soft.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, God. No, Ruben, no. So wrong.
All right, thank you, Ruben. That's two for me. Thank you very much. You've got there.
We'll go with Andy now. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, look, I'm starting to have a little bit of sick in my mouth.
Oh, mate. Well, I'm on your side with this one.
Thank you.
It'd be like eating crusty toenails.
How on earth can you compare crusty toenails to crusty bread?
Same place, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Well, it's on the end. It's
That's
too
right.
much crust. Like, okay, you can go with the normal slice of bread in the middle. You've got the white fluffy bit in the middle. But the crusty sides on the ends, you only need a little bit. You can't... Too much of is too much.
That's it, eh?
All right.
Just wrong.
Well, yeah.
You had one person for you. Taylor from the Triple M Strip Patrol. Jump on the microphone there for a second. She just walked in. Nobody's prepped her up. You get the deciding vote. Drum roll, please. Don't give us an answer just yet. So do you like the crusty part of the bread or do you like to throw it out like Dave?
I always just leave it for my mum. She likes it. I do not. So
That's sense.
We're split down the middle now, though.
Well, you just said she had the casting vote.
No, because it could have been from my side, but now she's with you.
Oh, come on.
So you haven't won it, though, because you had one person, Andy, yourself and Taylor. I had myself, Ruben and Sue.
But you just said she had the deciding vote.
Yeah, it could have been the final thing. Okay, let's take one more call. 13, 27, 10. Before news headlines, we'll do that in just a second. Jay and Dave from Brekkie, 13 to 7. Minutes past six, Triple M Jane Day for breakfast at 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sundays. Online now, triplem.com.au. 30 degrees today is the top. We'll find out 7:30 this morning the best burger around Mackay Whit Sundays.
I bought you a little something this morning while I was at the service station.
Oh, here we go.
Every now and again I do. I noticed this. It was $1.60. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get it for Jay.
$1.60?
Yeah. It's chocolate.
Big spender.
It's chocolate for you. And I know that Jamie's not here. Your partner's not here in town.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah, until he's away Thursday, Friday.
Oh, yep. So he's not listening this time of the morning anyway,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah, he is.
Jamie, just turn your radio off for a second, okay? Because I want to give this to Jay because it's a special edition chocolate.
Right.
It's chocolate with kettle sea salt chips in it. Have you heard of these things?
No, it's ridiculous.
Well, it was this one as well as CC's, the cheesy and chocolate. Cheese and chocolate just really don't go together.
I wouldn't be putting those things together, no.
No. And I wouldn't be putting kettle chips.
Where'd you get it from? What servo?
At the Shell service station on the highway at Mount Pleasant. Ooh.
All right. Okay.
Do you want to taste some?
Yeah, give me some.
Because it looks a little bit weird
to me. Who is coming up with this strange food combination?
Well, they tried the chocolate with the Vegemite as well. So I thought
that didn't work.
No, actually, I didn't mind it too bad. Because I'm not really much of a chocolate fan.
Is Cadbury doing the whole, let's try and get more sales by combining chocolate with something else?
Yeah, either that or they got leftovers and they put them both together. One of the two. It doesn't even look, I'm looking at the chocolate, it doesn't even look like it's got the kettle chips inside it. Is it just the taste of it?
No, there's chips in it.
Oh, is there really? Okay.
I'm not a fan.
Because I must, no?
No.
Okay. I was about to put some in my mouth, but I won't now after you said that. So, what is it? Is it more chocolate or more the...
It's more chocolate, but there's... It's just crunchy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, spit that up. Ugh.
No, I think that's a miss. That's an absolute miss, I think. Sorry, Cadbury.
Yeah. Nah.
But if that's what it's like with the... What about the cheesy chips, though?
Well, I was going to get those as well.
With CC's.
Yeah, but they were like $2. I don't know why they were a little bit more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly spend $2 an extra 40 cents on a chocolate bar.
Well, these were on special. That's why I got them. You know, $1.60. Gotta love that.
I can understand why now.
Yeah. just looking at the packet as well. Yeah, it's got kettle chips and chocolate. I think I know why.
Why?
It's about 4 weeks out of date.
Dave! That's what's got there.
Music? It's an expression.